Hi, this is the Reverend Sean Amos, and you're listening to The Raven and Blues.
Charge. You got me in your sight. Your pull is mighty strong, but the devil, he's out tonight. Been years since I've seen you, you're still looking fine. What's that you call it? Making up this charge. You got me in your sight. The devil is out tonight.
Don't sound too bad for a guy who's 89 years old, Buddy Guy. His album, The Blues, is alive and well and living in Dorking. And opening up the Raven and the Blues this week, Guilty as Charged. Hello, wherever you are in the world, welcome to the programme. Thanks for all the lovely messages saying, you're sounding great, Raven, the voice is back. Well, it isn't, it isn't. It's about, I would say, 90%, 95%. But if you're a regular and you just go back to one of the shows, say, from this time last year, or early on this year, January, February, you will see there's still a slight bit to go. Bit of work to do, Maven, and we're doing it. Okay, here's a track I heard when I was in hospital lying in my bed with saline drips for almost half the month, as it worked out. I listened to an awful lot of podcasts, both new and old, and I heard this track and it made me laugh so much. And I thought it was a new one from Watermelon Slim, who's in the UK very, very soon and doing a couple of gigs in London. But it turns out to be a very old one, going back some 14 years, which I've got the album, but it just forgotten it altogether. So I'm playing it for you now. From the album which came out 14 years ago called Up Close and Personal, Watermelon Slim out of, oh, come on, Raven. Is he Clarksdale? No, never mind. Watermelon Slim and Cynical Old Bastard.
You know I'm a cynical old bastard, and the powers that be have always led me on. You know I'm a cynical old bastard, and the powers that be have always led me on. You know they led me right up to the lip of the cup, and then they pulled it away and gone. They promised me the sun, they promised me the moon, and they promised me the world upon a string. They promised me the sun, they promised me the moon, and they promised me the world upon a string. They even promised me love, but when push come to shove, they never gave me anything. Tell you everything gonna be alright, but they never mention where or when. Tell you everything gonna be alright. Oh yeah. But they never mention where or when. I wish that I knew reincarnation was true, so I could die and start all over again.
Say everything's going to be all right, but they didn't say where or when. It's just so true in everything, isn't it, really? The Wonderful Watermelon Slim. What happened there? The Wonderful Watermelon Slim and a track from his Up Close and Personal album. And he's in the Blues Kitchen this coming weekend. And there's a track, Cynical Old Bastard. Okay, on with the new releases. Winning Hand from Tinsley Ellis has been out 3 months, 4 months, I guess. And here's a track from this called Autumn Run.
Do you remember back in the day? Love and our hands wouldn't slip away. We couldn't hide, but we sure could run. Things we call pain, we used to call fun. They used to warn us then, weren't no guarantee. Love wouldn't last forever, and one day there would be autumn run. Get me in my sleep. Tried to cry out, couldn't make a peep. Love gonna leave under darkness of night. Love ain't blind, but it's out of sight. So many doors will open in. anytime you want to leave. Love doesn't last forever, and one day there would be
Tinsley Ellis is the artiste. Winning Hand is the album from summer of this year, and there is a track called Autumn Run. I think it was Woody Allen who said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. That's just so true. Beginning of this year, January, I was looking ahead to a year of festivals, looking forward to it enormously, starting with Broadstairs in the motorhome, and then through the course of the spring and the summer and into the autumn, far more festivals, places like Upton, which I love, and a festival about every 4 or 5 weeks. Culminating, if that's the word, well, it may probably, yes, probably culminating, because it may have been the last one, in the Great British Rhythm and Blues Festival in Colne in Lancashire, which was last weekend. As it turned out, I did Broadstairs and then that was it and couldn't make any others. And Colne, evidently, despite the miserable weather, on the, especially on the Saturday, was a huge success. The band from Holland went down just so well. And I was going to tell you their name, it's gone. My baby from Holland went down so well, which I was so pleased about. And so many other wonderful bands too. And one lady who made a massive impact, even though everybody knew who she was and had seen her working before, she was really at the top of her game last weekend at the headlining on the main stage on the Saturday, is Kyla Brox. Now, Kyla's a great lady and fabulous voice, and she's also, next weekend, she's taking part in the UK Blues Federation Challenge to choose a band to go to Memphis in January, and then the Azores in the spring of next year for the various challenges. Memphis for the International Challenge and the Azores for the European Blues Challenge. And she's one of five bands who are challenging it out, and I really hope that she wins. Nothing against the other bands, but it's very difficult because you're not choosing the best band on the night at these things. What you're choosing is a band who actually will get lots of votes in both Memphis and also in the Azores. And Kyla is just so wonderfully bluesy. Anyway, here she is, fresh from last weekend's Triumph in Cole, and looking, and then next weekend she's going to be in Worthing. Sadly, I will not be, but the rest of the UK Blues Federation will be. Here she is with Honestly Blues.
A small piece of my soul. Make believe that you never had to go. Once the seed's been sown, it's sure to grow. I had my eye on the wrong prize. Honestly, you only get what you deserve. A choice made in the moment. Make believe my heart is strong enough to own it. But now you're irretrievable. Inconceivable. I had my eye on the wrong prize. On the wrong prize.
It's going to be a hard challenge next weekend. Five fabulous bands. The judges are going to have their work cut out. I wish all of them taking part lots of luck. As I say, sadly, I won't be there. Run by the UK Blues Federation, there are still a handful, and I do mean like 10, no more than that probably. Could be even less than that. Tickets available. Kyla Brox is from her album Throw Away Your Blues, Honestly Blues. She'll be one of the voices on stage in Worthing next Saturday night. It's a joy sometimes when you're browsing and looking through new releases and you would suddenly see something, an artist you've never heard of before, never played before, but you listen to it because she's featuring, or this artist is featuring, Fantastic Negrito, who I do rate very highly. So I go into the album called Cannonball from ZZ Ward, and I'm knocked out. ZZ Ward from Los Angeles, she's a great guitar player, harmonica player, vocalist, all kinds of things. And it's kind of hip-hop meets blues to a certain extent, but don't be put off by that. Just give me a flavour. Title track of the album, ZZ Ward and Fantastic Negrito and Cannonball.
Hear the rain on the rooftop, crown and cork on the table by my bed. Oh, I'm lying here like it's my grave, a bag of bones with a fire in my hair. Oh, yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
Till you know, then I start to give in. You tear me down, then we do it all over again. And again, I'm down on my knees, and I'm screaming. I'm a fiend, and I'm begging you, please. If you don't love me, baby, just stop. Tell me how. You know that I'll drop, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Isn't that lovely? ZZ Ward, the album came out last year. That's the album title, Cannonball, and there she is with Fantastic Negrito on that particular track. And if you enjoyed that, the album isn't all like that, but I think you'd probably get a good taste for half of it at least. I think it's lovely. You'll be hearing a lot more of her on this particular programme in the months to come. Great. ZZ Ward. Here's somebody we've featured quite a lot over the course of the years. He's in the UK at present. No, I'm lying to you. He's in Europe at present, not the UK, doing various concerts. And I think he was in Belgium last weekend. Don't know where he is this weekend, but it's Mr. Sip. And from the album, which came out a couple of years ago, called Knock a Hole in It, he's Gotta Let Her Go.
Maybe y'all can help me understand. What is this that makes me feel so doggone blue? I don't understand it. What is this that makes me feel so doggone blue? Y'all gonna help me. Y'all gonna help me. Let's do it like this. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you about this woman that I love so much. My friends keep telling me she ain't worth a, oh, but I love that woman. But I gotta let her go. She keeps telling all her friends that she don't love me no more. She tell me that she love me when we're at home. When she get around her friends, she tell them she want me gone. Still I love that woman, but I gotta let her go. She keeps telling all her friends that she don't love me no more. I treat her real nice, I treat her real good. I treat that woman like a good man should. Oh, I love that woman. Gotta let her go. She keep telling all her friends that she don't love me no more. Let me knock a hole in it, y'all.
Thank you.
his last album 2 years ago, Knock a Hole in It and Missed a Sip. I'd presented it on tour in Europe and got to Let Her Go. I was looking for a Samantha Fish track. I'd seen a photograph of her in her usual trademark stance of barefoot on stage, jumping up, and all the photographers know she's going to do that, and so they go click, so you get this great shot of Samantha Fish levitating about a foot above the ground, playing her guitar. Now, and so I was keyed in Samantha Fish, or keyed in Fish, into my database of all the music, and it came, of course, with everything. Albums with Fish in the title, artists with Fish in the title, and tracks with Fish in the title. And I saw three of them, as well as Samantha Fish, another two, which I thought, oh, they are nice. So rather than just think they are nice and then ignore them, I thought, they are nice and we're going to play them. So here we go. Starting off with Samantha Fish and then a trilogy of Fish songs altogether. This is from the album from last year, Chills and Fever. This is the title track.
Wow, chills and fever. Oh, chills and fever. Oh, chills and fever. Chills and fever is what you give to me. When you hold my hand, tell me that you're my loving man. Kiss me.
Thank you.
first two in the trilogy of Fish, and that's Karen Lovely from her album Fish Out of Water, which came out towards the end of last year, and Waking Up the Dead, there's one Fish Out of Water, and before that was Samantha Fish and the title track of her album from last year, Chills and Fever. The third Fish is the Saturday Night Fish Fry, the band who come together and make some great tunes, and their albums come out, Volume 1 was in 2016, this is taken from Volume 2 in 2017. So the third in the trilogy of Fish, the Saturday Night Fish Fry, and Carlton Street Boogie. Great brass section. I wonder how big the brass section really is, or whether it's just overdubbed. But anyway, nevertheless, it's a great album. Saturday Night Fish Fry Volume 2 came out last year, and that's Carlton Street Boogie. Here's an album that's brand new, and an artist to me who is brand new as well. He's been around quite a few years in the music business, I guess, for the last decade or so, but suddenly arrived on my radar, so to speak, out of Texas. His name is Nakia, N-A-K-I-A. No second. Yes, well, he has got a second name, but doesn't use it. Reynoso, R-E-Y-N-O-S-O. But on the album cover, it's just Nakia. The album is called Blues Grifter and just been released. And here he has a track from him, making his debut on the show. And Yonder Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, brand new, the album Blues Grifter and A Gentleman Called Nakia and Yonder Wall. I wonder how weird. Occasionally, tracks are going into another track, and I'm not quite sure where the other track is coming from or anything, but nevertheless, we'll continue. Through the month of August, I had to miss a couple of shows because I was stuck in hospital, and as I explained last week, you can't really do a radio show and talk, as I'm talking to you now, while you're surrounded with, in the other four beds by guys who are not particularly well. Well, in worse condition than I was. And so consequently, it really hurt me having to miss doing the programmes, because I know for many people it's kind of a regular routine in their week, that Monday morning or Tuesday evening or whenever is when you listen to The Raven and the Blues. The last time I missed shows before that was way, way back, 11 years ago, after my stroke. And after I had my stroke in December 2007, I couldn't really talk. I sort of burbled. I guess I burble now, don't I? But I couldn't really talk properly, and so I took most of January off until eventually there was a bit of an outcry. People said, look, we don't care if you do burble, but we need to hear some new music. And so I came back. In February, I had the first interview. It had been long since planned in Paris to interview Candy Kane, and I really was reluctant because I didn't feel I could do an interview somehow. But anyway, went to Paris and met Candy, and it was agreed we'd do the interview the next day in the hotel, in her hotel. And so it was a great set from her and the band in this really swish nightclub. I forget what the name of it was, but it was very, very swish. And the next day I went back to her hotel and then said, can I see Candy Kane, please? Yeah, go to her room. And she was still in bed. And so it was agreed that the easiest way to do the interview was if I climbed into bed with her, or at least alongside her. And we did the interview then. And she was wonderful, because I'd said to her, look, I'm nervous, Candy. I've had a stroke. I'm not talking particularly clearly. And so, you know, please bear with me. And she literally took over the interview and let me speak a few times. And she was wonderful. And I've seen her many times, well, four or five times since then, until her death a couple of years ago. The last time I saw her was in a little club on the Belgian-French border, again with Laura Chavez. And this is the reason why I'm telling you all this. Laura Chavez was her longtime guitarist and partner. And since Candy's death, has been working with lots and lots of different people, but always really as a side, side man. But she, in the album from last year called Right Place and Right Time, she was brought to the front, and deservedly so too. So here, Candy Kane's partner and great musician, Laura Chavez, and How Long Can This Go On?
Keep a place to live. Thank you. myself a new chick. How long? How long? How long this go on? Hey, well, oh.
Good stuff. Monster Mike Welsh is the main name on the album, Right Place and Right Time, but he also features on guitar Laura Chavez, and she gets the main title for that with the track from the album and How Long Can This Go On. The Raven and the Blues and any DJ presented programme like mine is a bit like Spotify with introductions. And here's somebody who's decided to get do away with the DJs altogether, Mark Harrison. Really great English songwriter and singer, and his new album is called The Panoramic View, and each track is preceded by an introduction. So, in other words, if you choose it on Spotify, you'll get the explanation, and you don't need me at all, so I'll take three steps backwards, one, two, three, and leave it to Mark.
Don't die till you're dead. Apparently, when he finished a conversation with someone, the great blues artist, Mississippi John Hart's farewell was to say, "Don't die till you're dead." What did he mean by that? Maybe something like this.
Clean up your own shit. Don't leave it lying around for somebody else to step in if they ain't watching the ground. And send up your timber, save your own sorry ass. Don't go looking for Jehovah to give you a freedom pass. Well, that's right, that's right, ain't that the truth? Come on, let's have an amen from you. As Mississippi John said, don't die till you're dead. Now, don't go bothering people. Stop fouling the air. Just because you think it, don't make it something to declare. And have a word with shame, it might stop you in your tracks. And don't let your story get in the way of the facts. Well, that's right, ain't that the truth? Come on, let's have an amen from you. As Mississippi John said, don't die till you're dead.
Don't die to the dead. Don't
there.
What a good axiom to live life by. Don't die until you're dead. Mark Harrison from his new album, The Panoramic View. Great, great tracks on the album. Each of them introduced, as you heard on that particular one. And that's it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme, as it'll be normal again next week as well. National Health Service here in the UK, the hospital, and I have made a pact that they won't need me on a Friday. Don't know how long this is going to last, but we can but try. Let's close with something which I've just found this week, although it came out in the spring of this year. One of my favourite artists over the years from the 60s onwards, Van Morrison. And once upon a time, I would play Van Morrison once a month. But recently, I've been doing so less and less. He's got a new album. Well, no, an album came out in the spring with Van coordinating with a great jazz musician called Joey DeFrancesco. And Joey DeFrancesco and him have put together mostly Vanish songs, but nevertheless with a jazzy feel to it. So, thank you for listening to the programme. Email address is davidravenblues.co.uk. Come on, Raven. Email address is davidravenblues.co.uk. Ravenblues.co.uk is also the website, and Libsyn is where they host all the music for this particular programme, and also the show's going right back to the middle of 2005. 13 years of blues music is all there. And if you subscribe, you'll get automatically whenever there's a new programme. It will arrive in your inbox or on your computer somehow, or on your tablet or mobile phone. And also you'll get extra programmes. There are a few extra programmes to come in the month of September, which people who look for the programme on Facebook will not get. So it's worth subscribing. Just go to the Raven and the Blues page and you see links on how to do it, to go to what you're... There are so many podcast aggregators now. Google do them, Android do them, Apple do them, of course. So have a look around. Okay, and we'll close with this. Again, thank you for giving me an hour of your valuable time. I hope you can do the same again in a week's time. Van Morrison, Joey DeFrancesco from You're Driving Me Crazy, and every day I have the blues. Bye-bye. I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Ain't nobody love me. Nobody seems to care. Talk about bad luck and trouble. Man, I really had my share. Seems every day I have. Thank you.
ain't nobody even trying. Every day, every day, I've got the blues. Every day, every day I've got the blues. When you see me wearing, that means I got nothing to lose.
We gotta hear this stuff.